from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate, MarkSpain.com. Well, we clutched our pearls when the Falcons drafted Michael Penix. Where's the edge rusher? Well, we got one now, and Matthew Judon. Also, let's add a guy that has more interceptions in the NFL since 2016. One Justin Simmons as well. Braves lose yesterday 6-0, three-game weekend series in Anaheim against Wash, Ron Washington and his Anaheim Angels. Braves 7 games back of the Phillies, who come in Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Third place in the wild card, 2 games up on the Mets. And who needs a wake-up call? 404-726-0929.
You can also get us, Rob, at 929 Morning Shift. A couple people weighing in on Twitter. Our buddy CKC says, 90s bands top 5. Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Soundgarden, STP, and Alice in Chains. So he brings it home on
there
that.
You go. Those are all 5 very good ones. Well, I think we named all but one of them.
Sounds pretty solid. Jake Major says, fair if you're using measurements in centimeters for height. Terrence Fowler, our buddy, says, Rise Up is dead. We're using hashtag get dirty these
get
days.
Dirty.
I love that one, too.
Well, I like my women.
Yeah, and Brandon Mincy talking about the Legion of Boom comparisons as well. So a lot of people weighing in on Twitter. Get at us if you want to weigh in at 929 Morning Shift. Maybe you want to answer who's having a better 2024. Is it Alex Anthopoulos or Terry Fontenot?
Can you guys name the original Legion of Boom, all 4?
Chancellor Sherman.
What was the the knock-kneed corner they had? The big dude.
Earl Thomas.
I've got him. I got his name. I just want to see if you can name it.
Brandon Browner.
Browning.
That's
yeah. Brandon Browning. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, he was taught me. He was built
slow.
Like a baby giraffe.
He was slow.
Yeah, he was long though, boy.
Garrett Chapman, did you get a haircut?
I got them all cut, man.
Man,
his ears lowered.
You don't look a day over 15.
He kind of looks like a kid from like an extra from like a 50s movie right now. Like he could be an extra on Happy Days right now.
He's that guy on the bench in Hoosiers trying to get in the game.
I get Leave It to Beaver sometimes.
The prom scene from Back to the Future.
I was as fresh-faced as you once before my lifestyle choices took over. All right, let's go out. Who needs a wake-up call? Let's go to CJ in Atlanta. CJ, good morning. Go.
Hey, good morning, man. Shout out to the Mafia.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Welcome,
CJ. Brito, man.
Made my day.
I really want to talk about, we were based off scheme when it comes to defense for so long. Now we're based off the talent and the scheme with Raheem Morris, We might as well just call ourselves the Dream Team of the NFC South, man. They can't mess with us, man.
No, let's not do that. I don't like that Dream Team.
I just
remember the Eagles Dream Team. That didn't work out very well.
That's true. Let this man speak, though. Golly.
Hey, like I said, man, shout out to the Mafia, man. No more Rise Up. We the Dirty Birds.
Mike Mafia.
Great call. And look, man, it's I love what he said there. It's not about scheme, because I think that's been one of the conversations before Judon comes in the fold is, you know, this team under Ryan Nielsen was manufacturing sacks. They were scheming sacks, pick stunts. You really do feel like that even unleashing four right now that Judon, you know, has a possibility of getting home, and it changes a lot of things. So, yeah, I'm excited just for that one facet of what's going on. And even if he doesn't get home, obviously, patrolling the back end with two all-pro safeties. So there you go.
All right, let's go out to that booming utopia known as Dallas, Georgia, and Squid Billion. Squid Billion, what you got?
Morning, everybody. Morning, Eller Squid.
Sir.
Got two wake-up calls and a question for you guys. First, wake-up call to all the pessimistic Falcons fans. You guys got to get hyped, get dirty, and sell your season opener tickets to the people that are already hyped and don't need to see the Falcons to just get excited.
Nice, yes, let's not go. The Steeler people.
Let's go.
There you
Falcons,
go.
Falcons rise up. Yeah.
Need to give myself a wake-up call because I don't have a big enough house or a big enough paycheck to bring home all these animals that I'm seeing on the side of the road. Yesterday I picked up just a stray kitten off of Thornton Road.
Aww.
Couldn't just leave her there, but, man, my wife is getting stressed. You gotta figure something out.
That'd be me too, man.
and question for you guys, favorite sitcom to watch with your partner?
Oh, man. Depends on what time of day it is. If we're going to sleep at night, it's definitely The Office. I'm all over that. If I'm just doing normal things during the day, we're probably watching Friends. You know what I mean? Just in the background.
I'm a big Office guy too.
The Office.
Parks and Rec was good.
Well, Parks and Rec was
did
great.
Did love Parks and Rec.
I appreciate Squid Billion being, you know, good Samaritan out there.
Ron Swanson's my spirit animal.
Yeah. I've always loved that Ron Swanson character too. He's great.
He is so good.
Let's go to Tevin down at noon. And good morning, Tevin. What you got?
Good morning, everybody. What's Mike up? Mafia in the house.
Lamp, sit down, boo. Tired of this.
Mike Mafia.
Tired of this. Let him know, man. Let's go.
I just want to say the moves that the Falcons made recently, I think they put them in the same tier as the Eagles and the Packers, just a tier below the Cowboys, Lions, and 49ers. But I will say, with them coming out with a tough schedule coming out the gate, I want to say five of their next seven games after that are against their division. So for them to host a playoff game, they need to take care of divisional games.
Exactly.
Hope
right.
You guys have a good day.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. We had the same conversation with Arch yesterday on the sideline. Did we, Bo?
Yeah. Tevin, I think it's a good call.
Build in those tie-breaking wins.
But I don't think the Cowboys are up there anymore.
No, I don't either.
I think they've fallen. And I think the loss of Dan Quinn, believe it or not, I don't care what you guys think about him as a head coach.
Zimmer's pretty good, dude.
It's not the same. And it got a little stale there at the end with Minnesota and him. I know he's a good DC. I just think they're going to feel that loss. And I also don't know what they're going to be on offense. They got disgruntled players all over their offense. So.
Yeah, you know what's
and Zeke's their main back again.
You know what's a sneaky loss for them is Tyron Smith. And I know he's been injured more games than he has in the last 5-6 years. But, man, that guy was a creative player at left tackle for a long time in Dallas. I'll be interested to see what they can do offensively on the ground and how the CeeDee Lamb thing comes out. But I think they're still up there because I think they're really strong on both lines of scrimmage. And I think when you have that, I think you're always going to be an upper echelon team to me.
It's not a bad point.
All right, let's go to Ken in Parts Unknown. Good morning, Ken. What you got?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm a 33 1/3 percenter. So I haven't decided between you guys. I like all you guys.
I love it.
I wanted to say my wake-up call is for Landry Fields, the Wrestlers, and the Hawks. You see what the Falcons do. You see what the Braves do. And I'm tired of wasting our lives right now. I'm in my 40s now. And the Hawks is like that son you want to be so proud of, and your other two kids are just making it happen.
Man, brother.
But that one kid, oh, my God.
Ken.
But they got to do something, man. They got to stop getting one player and making us think, oh, they're doing something, and don't make a whole team.
Come on now.
Yeah. Ken.
He's just so exhausted and fed up with all.
Ken is like, I felt like he was my spirit animal there for a minute. Like, he was speaking everything he was saying. Man. I'm like, I feel every bit of that. Unfortunately, that's how I feel.
Something decidedly unimpressive about that Hawks front office.
Well, he said it too. He goes, so we get rid of a guy, and like, well, we did something. Like, yeah, you traded somebody. I mean, you didn't do anything. We got worse.
No, and that's the thing, is it's funny because before the Judon move, you are looking at the Atlanta. We were comparing this actually 2 days ago, weren't we not? We were talking about before the Judon move, and it's like, you know, they have the Atlanta Hawks, like, shipped off DeJounte Murray and then haven't done any other moves, and you're like, it's addition by subtraction.
Yep.
I felt like that was the Falcons' defense kind of before yesterday. You're like, you know, look, Calais and Bud Dupree are gone, but we're going to scheme up some more sacks somehow. And you're like, dude, where are those coming from? You've added, you know, two obviously very pivotal people. You've added, as far as the NFL goes, you've added the two best players on your team.
I called it free agency in August yesterday. When I was tweeting, I was like, hashtag free agency in August. And that's what we've done, because you've got two of the – I know that Judon wasn't on the market, but he's a top 35 player in the NFL according to the players. And then you got –
didn't that say something too? According to the players, he's top –
yeah,
whatever in the NFL,
but,
and he's
but guy on Twitter, tell me how old he is. Right. And so, and then you got Justin Simmons, who was, what was he, top 50 or something? 55?
57. 50, yeah, he was 57.
And he was,
which
on the
he
market.
Was injured last year, and the year before that he was like 34.
Yeah.
So,
and you go and you
wait. What was his injury last year? Was it a?
What was his injury last year?
Was it a bicep?
Pec?
Right.
Was his the pec? Or something like that.
Well, Simmons played 15 games
it was
last
bicep,
year.
Yeah, I was talking about Judon.
Yeah, his bicep. Okay, yeah.
Well, it's not a leg, knee, ankle sort
and,
of thing.
And
foot.
But you go, look, he was the top safety probably the entire offseason that was on the market. And he just didn't get the deal that he wanted. And he was very particular because he could be. And I think you see that he was coveted because he was not just the should I remind everyone that he picked the Falcons over teams like the Saints?
Yeah,
he had a chance to go to New Orleans, and he said, no,
point.
I'm coming here.
You know what I love? You know, Falcoholic, I love the Falcoholic. The fan interaction is just through the roof. Then I go to Canal Street Chronicles or the Tampa Bay. Nothing.
Yeah.
Especially New Orleans, is not a whole lot.
Our buddy Cody Keeler on Twitter is weighing in. He's saying this Falcon team will win 14 games run away with the South.
Hold on.
I love you, Cody. Just calm down a little bit.
He said
Terry's definitely having the better offseason. So fired up for this year. Love it.
Let's just get. Can we just get to the playoffs?
That's all.
I don't
can
care.
We just do that. Yeah.
Get a double digit win total this year for me. I'm floating.
I'll take 10 wins and the division title, and let's see where we can go in January. That's what I want.
Yeah,
that's it.
I agree, man.
I don't need too much. I just need to get to January and let's see what we can do.
Health above all else, right?
So
now.
So is it true Major League Baseball may mandate that starting pitchers have to go at least 6 innings?
Boo this man.
Well, we're going to talk to Grant McCauley next, our own Rays reporter and insider and host of From the Diamond, our own Grant McCauley, going to join us next on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
you sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Braves taking 3 out of 4 from the Giants. Shutout last night. 7 games behind the Phillies, who come into town starting on Tuesday. Still clinging to that third wild card spot. 2 games ahead of the Mets. And let's go out to our own Braves reporter and host of From the Diamond, our own Grant McCauley. Good morning, Grant.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
All right. Mandated 6 innings at least for starting pitching. How do you feel about that?
Nope.
What are the unintended consequences?
Nope.
I agree.
It's so amazing to me. I mean, and this is, you know, maybe this is brainstorming sessions where they sit down and they just throw all the ideas out and they're just trying to get more good ones by just having everybody put it all out on the table. But there would be ripple effects from that. And I saw some of the caveats. Well, if you give up more than 4 runs or if you get hurt, but if you get hurt and leave before the 6 innings, then you have to go on the IL. That's where the whole thing just starts to become convoluted again. About the only thing that I've heard, and Jason Stark, who's obviously a Hall of Fame baseball scribe, I've had him on the show several times, just one of the, I think, the great minds around the game. He, I think, was at the forefront of that rule that they called the double hook, which is as soon as you take out your starting pitcher, well, your DH is also lost. Now, I don't know that that helps these days, because now what are we doing? Asking pitchers to, well, we don't want you to hit at all, except for when we take somebody out of the game or when we take one of you out of the game, then we're going to put all the rest of you in a position where maybe you end up having to hit or run the bases and get hurt, which was the whole point of having the universal DH. So I guess I just say all that to say, could we please just make a decision and leave it alone? The game's going to evolve. If you want pitchers to throw deeper in games, well, that's going to be up to the individual teams to develop their pitchers to throw more innings. And secondarily, from the competitive analysis that you have with everything that's available in this day and age, to decide what serves you the best. Is it a starter pushing through a lineup a third or fourth time, or is it going to that bullpen? And good luck trying to get this whole thing to work in October. I don't think that's happening.
Oh, it's like they're over-legislating the game. It's like the Homeowners Association is running baseball.
Basically.
Hey, Grant, as you kind of get back, if you get back Ian Anderson and Renato Lopez, and maybe you don't need Grant Holmes to be that fifth or sixth day starter, do you see his role in the bullpen kind of changing with how his swing and miss rate, how well it's been? Maybe he becomes, with Minter's injury, a sixth or a seventh inning guy that you kind of put out there, and that way you can use Jimenez as the eighth inning guy? Or
yeah, I mean, there's definitely a place for Grant Holmes. I mean, he's pitched his way into the plans by doing everything that he could have possibly been asked and then some. I mean, I talked to him on the last homestand just about, hey, what's this month been like for you? I mean, it's like living the dream still. He's like, oh, yeah. And then getting a chance to start, he's like, you know, growing up watching the Braves, they're great starters. To be a starting pitcher in this rotation is special. That's not lost on him either. But he said, look, I consider myself a utility pitcher. Whatever role they want to throw me out there in, I'm going to go out there and do the best job that I can. So I think he showed against San Francisco in the best start of his young career that he's capable of navigating a lineup 3 times. He did it very efficiently, picked up his first major league win, which is obviously another huge thing that you know, mile marker, box you want to check. As long as you're a big leaguer, you might win some games, or you might as well win some games. But, yeah, this Minter injury is going to change the dynamics of the bullpen. And I'd also say here in this last 3-4 weeks, we've also seen a shakier Jesse Chavez who had been that multi-inning option. So maybe having 2 guys that can do that is a good thing as well. Raisel Iglesias has been nails. I really like what Joe Jimenez has done all year long. I think he's obviously going to become a lot more important here. But I think you're also going to be leaning on Pierce Johnson. And Dylan Lee looks to me to be more of the guy that would step into the A.J. Minter spot.
Grant, one of the things we've kind of tossed around earlier in the week is Michael Harris stepped back in the fold. Was who actually means more to this stretch run for the Atlanta Braves? Is it Jorge Soler or Michael Harris? And I'll let you weigh in on that, but I got to tell you, just don't say both. All right, just don't say both. One or the other.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, if you go out and try to address your lineup and get the best impact bat that was traded at the deadline, and you can go back through and look through all those trades, Jorge Soler was the guy with the best resume and the best chance to impact the Braves in a positive way. You lose that, it's going to negate a lot of getting Michael Harris the second back. Not because the defense and the things that Michael can do aren't special as well. It's just you were counting on, expecting, and looking forward to having something fixed at the top of the order. And if Jorge Soler misses time, it undoes a lot. So I won't say both, but I will tell you that it's another case of this Braves club taking a step forward and then having to take a step back. And that's kind of left them where they've been the last 3 or 4 months. So love seeing Michael Harris back. I think that long term, and we talked about this way back at the start of the year, he's a bat that profiles to me in one of those top couple of spots in the order. And right now he's going to be asked to do it, hopefully not for too long. It sounded like Soler may play this weekend, but the Braves have also heard this story, this day-to-day thing before, and day-to-day has ended up lasting a couple weeks, even if they don't go in the IL. So I think they'd very much like to avoid that and very much like to have both of those guys in the lineup. That was kind of the whole point of the trade.
When's Ozzie coming back? What's the latest on him?
Man. Nothing new. I mean, it's going to be in early September is what he's trending for. I'm imagining rehab assignment that first or maybe second week. Probably only going to need about 5 games. I would think 5 or 6 games might be enough for him. Maybe less. I don't know. Ozzie is a pretty incredible competitor and might be just lobbying to say, hey, I can help the big league club. Let me get back in there now. So it's still looking at 3-4 weeks at minimum before he's going to be back out on the field. So they're going to have to figure things out moving forward, just anticipating him being back. But that's another place where, you know, it wasn't just losing Ronald Acuna Jr. It was no Michael Harris for so long, no Ozzie Albies. You knew you were going to miss him for a while. That's what that Soler trade was meant to help mitigate. And right now I think they're holding their collective breaths in a way.
Has Ian Anderson made his last AAA start in the rehab?
No, he hasn't been rehabbing for a while. He's just optioned in AAA where he's active right now. So he can make as many AAA starts as they need him to. But this last one, this one last night, really, really strong performance for him, his best one of the bunch. The velocity seems to be sitting in the low to mid-90s, touching up to 95. Curveball, changeup, all that stuff seems to look pretty good. A bunch of strikeouts last night as well. And for Ian, limiting the walks was a big thing that was plaguing him in 2022. And it looks like he's about as good as he can be right now. So it wouldn't be shocking if the Braves do decide to every once in a while down the stretch to lean on somebody, that Ian Anderson might be that person.
Grant, if you were playing in a playoff series just starting tomorrow or starting today, which one of these three right-handers that you've been dealing with would you want to throw in that game? I know Charlie Morton's obviously been around a while. Schwellenbach's got the wide repertoire, but Grant Holmes has been good as well here recently.
I think just based on what we've seen this year, Spencer Schwellenbach has earned a lot of equity very quickly. I can see the case for Charlie Morton. He's got the best postseason resume of any pitcher on the Braves staff. That's worth looking at, but there's been a lot of Jekyll and Hyde there. But I think that if you're just looking for somebody that can go out there and do the things that, you know, he's proven that he can do, and kind of in a way that we talked about with some of the hitters, maybe you ride the hot hand to make some lineup changes. I think maybe you'd ride the hot hand there and give Spencer Schwellenbach a chance to do something special.
You know, Matt Olson has seemed like he's kind of getting hot. I know yesterday was a little bit off, but we saw him go
like
Oppo
taco.
The other day.
Oppo
hit
like
a good
taco.
Series. Is he? I know we ask this every week, I feel like, and every week we talk the same things, Grant, but it feels like he's finally turning that corner.
Yeah, I mean, there's been definite progress. I know he was 0-for-4 with a couple of punch-outs yesterday, but he hit the hardest hit ball by a Braves hitter. It was a line drive to the first baseman, and I think 106. If he's making that kind of contact a couple of times a night, he's got a pretty good chance to, you know, put the ball somewhere a fielder won't catch it. Just that one wasn't one of those. But prior to going 0-for-4 last night, in the previous 9 games, he was having a pretty good, and a road trip as well. The home runs, 3 of those, 9 runs batted in across those 9 games, 7 runs scored, 4 walks, and only 7 strikeouts, batting over 300 in that 9-game stretch. So your eyes are not deceiving you. The quality of the at-bats, I think, has also improved. The strikeouts have started to tamp down a little bit, and we are seeing that consistent contact, the lifting the ball, and yes, hitting opposite field home runs. That was something that Matt Olson was doing very well last year. Wasn't all of them, but you just saw that he could hit the ball out to all fields. And now maybe he's got the swing adjustment where he needs it, and we can start to see that. And by the way, I know about, 2-3 weeks ago, we were wondering, is Matt Olson going to even hit half the homers he hit a year ago? Is he even going to get to 20? Well, he's up to 21 now. And I know that's not a huge number after you hit 54, but there was a long stretch, a couple of long stretches this season where you're just kind of starting to wonder where exactly the power went for Matt Olson. You knew he was going through it, and it does look like he's starting to emerge from that.
It's hard to predict because baseball is its own little animal. How bullish on the Braves are you if they get to the postseason as currently? Get Ozzie back, of course.
Yeah. This is a team that's been an enigma this year. There's no really two ways about that. I mean, the expectations were sky high. They set those expectations on the first day of spring training when they said, look, I mean, it's World Series or bust for us. I don't necessarily think that's changed, but obviously some of the players who are available for them to go out and accomplish that are not available. So everybody's had to step up, but I don't think that they've taken a step back from that. But as we've seen, it's been, hey, reel off winning 6 out of 7, then lose 7 out of 8, have a 6-game losing streak, win 5 in a row. It's not making a lot of sense. But I will say this about October, and it's proven, you know, time after time, the Braves were one of those teams in 2021 that proved it as well. You get hot for that 3 weeks in October, something special can happen. So you just have to get there. If you look at the way their rotation is constructed by having a Chris Sale, you know, Max Fried, I think, pitched a little bit better yesterday. I know the line didn't look great, but he was one little close play at home away from getting out of that 2-run second inning, and that would be a different looking start. But you've got him, you got Chris Sale, you got Ronaldo Lopez, you got Spencer Schwellenbach. I think that's the good makings of a rotation. You can mix Charlie Morton in there as well. And this has been a very good bullpen. It'll be different without A.J. Minter, but if you got the pitching in October and you can get that done, maybe this offense is able to figure some stuff out. But, Mike, I'll say this again. They're going to have Jorge Soler and Michael Harris. They want to have both those guys going.
All right. Thank you, old wise baseball sage that you are, Grant McCauley.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Here's Grant McCauley. All right. Well, that's true.
I felt targeted with that last answer.
Well, you should, because, you know, he didn't like it.
I asked a question,
at least,
though.
I told him not to say both, and he's like, I'm going to go back to it.
At least he didn't Steve Smith you. He did it. He did it respectfully.
He wanted to. Grant's just nicer than that.
Oh, did Steve Smith do that to you?
No, he did it to me.
What was the question?
I asked him, it was around draft talk, when Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud said, you know, you were a guy that was a receiver. You could play with either one of those quarterbacks that are coming out. Which one would you want to play with? Stupid question. Dumb.
That's a horrible question, to be honest.
And it wasn't. And you know what? You know what? So when we were at second year high school, he was up there. I didn't talk to him. Didn't even look at him.
Yeah.
I showed him.
Did you block him on social media? He
was real upset.
Him in his flat bill hat.
Yeah.
Turned up like he's some fake volleyball player.
All right, what's coming up in the life of you?
The new schedules are here for the NBA.
Ah.
How many?
The phone books are here. That's right.
How many primetime games did our Hawks get? We'll talk about it next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
Patrick from the Kia Studios on your home of tomorrow's Falcons preseason game against the Ravens. Kickoff at noon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank God it's Friday.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Big news, of course, Falcons signing two-time Pro Bowler Justin Simmons, defensive back, and Matthew Judon, edge rusher as well, getting him from the Patriots. Braves, 7 games out of 1st, clinging to that third wild card position, 2 games up. On the Mets, we just heard from Grant McCauley. The mandated 6 innings per starting pitcher in baseball might be a reality, but it seems like a horrible, stupid, dumb idea.
I don't see how the MLBPA lets that even go near the finish line.
Why do we always have to over-regulate stuff?
Well, I think what they're trying to do, they're trying to do away with the opener.
To validate
right?
jobs.
The bullpen game.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah,
and so
I
think they're trying to do away with that. I think they're just a little overreacting, swinging it the wrong way in the pendulum. I do want to ask Bo before we get Life of Squid. I have a question for you. You know, you and I kind of theorized how they would free up money for Matthew Judon. We thought it was too early in the Lindstrom extension to kind of move money around with him, but that's the direction they went.
I nailed that one, didn't I?
You're like, no way!
No! You don't want to set a precedent. They're like, hey, Chris, let's take that $12 million and
I was sort of in agreement with you, but I thought if of all the players with big money on the table, he seemed like the easiest bet because
he has been one of the better players, and he's making the most money. You know, he makes more money than Jesse and some of the other guys out there. But that's the route they went. I still think there's some other restructuring coming. I think there has to be.
With whom?
I don't know. Because I think when you look at like guys like Jake and, you know, some of the other longer-in-the-tooth players, I think you'd I don't know if you want to keep kicking that can down the road.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a good point.
That's what happened with Matt. You had to pay him a bunch towards the end, right?
Right. Well, and I think they're obviously very good players still. I'd be curious to see what route they go.
That's something Carl and I were talking about yesterday with at practice, and because he was listening yesterday, and he had heard me say it, and I saw him in the media room before we went to practice, and then the news comes out about Lindstrom, and I was like, well, I know that one. Mm-hmm. And Carl's like, I thought you were right. He goes, but think about it. Let's think about it a little bit. And we started talking through it. And he was like, hey, he's a young player. You know he can play. You want him here for years to come, so it makes sense. That's absolutely right. A.J. Terrell, as I think, 9.5 against the cap this year, he needs an extension. What do you do with that? I think also you could take Matthew Judon, which is a $6.7 million cap hit, I think. And if you extended him, which you said you're not, or you're not looking to right now, but if you did, you could free up some money and turn some of that, turn his money this year would turn into a signing bonus, right? And he would only count, you could take three
you
or four.
You think Judon gets his deal before the season starts?
Do I?
Yeah.
I actually do.
I kind of do.
And I kind of and I want it to be like a 3-year extension where you have that ghost year, right? So it's basically a 2-year contract with a ghost year.
Yeah. I do want to point out, too, one of the things we've been looking at, the Ravens obviously facing off that game tomorrow. And I know you guys are flying out today, Bo, but Josh Johnson will be starting at quarterback for the Ravens tomorrow. He has an NFL record. You want to guess what it is?
Oh, he beat the Falcons, didn't he?
Let's see.
I know you know this, Bo. Come
no,
on.
I know. I really don't. Maybe I bet he's like 11 and 12 or something.
No, I mean, like, he holds an NFL record.
I'm going to probably play for the most teams.
That's it. 14 teams Josh Johnson has played for. 14?
Did he top? So was Vinny Testaverde at like 13?
I don't know. I mean, don't know. I mean,
wait, he's not the one. Yeah, he's played.
He's played for 14 teams.
Didn't he play for the 40? He's with the 49ers and all their quarterbacks.
Yeah, down on that, he was part of that whole ordeal. I think he was concussed in that game or something.
That's
along
not
those
it was.
Lines.
Him out so the Falcons. That was the backup. The Raven was it? The Ravens backup.
He's been all over the place. He's actually he actually played, I think, for Jim Harbaugh at San Diego, if I'm not mistaken. So he's been absolutely all over the place. He's played in just about every league possible. I mean, and he's still
good
doing it, man.
Being able to hang on get that NFL paycheck. Man. I know, nothing but respect for that.
He's still got a little burst in his legs, too, man, watching him play in last week's preseason game.
You don't necessarily want him quarterbacking your team, but God bless him.
Yeah.
Well, he passed some people, too, because Shane Graham used to lead it at 10. Yeah. And that was just as – that was, you know, a few years ago. So that's crazy that Josh Johnson is that far up there. All right. Let's go, Dylan.
Falcons rise up.
Yeah.
There you Falcons, go. Falcons rise up.
Yeah.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
You gotta say it like Mel. Falcons.
That's right. W Sauce, Fireshire, Breakfast Sauce 2, Bloody Mary mix done Key West style. And it's also Rob Tribble approved.
It's my new V8.
You know who else likes it? The Happy Days Extra over there. Garrett Chapman's
the
a big
Happy
fan.
Days Extra.
Big fan.
Potsy's little brother.
He does look like he's about to post up next to the music box.
Put a quarter in there.
Yeah,
play a nice Buddy Holly tune. And don't forget my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck, it doesn't matter. Maybe even want a fifth wheel. Mike, they can help you out. Call my boy Anthony, who is also – Anthony texted me yesterday from Status. He is excited is an understatement for what the Falcons have done. He's a big Falcons guy. Call Status Truck and Trailer Repair today. They are the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
That's right. So, we had – I think it was Ken earlier called in, was not overly happy with – some of the Hawks front office guys, but you know, the schedules are out, and, you might not be...
The level of resigned helplessness in his voice just kind of summed it all up.
You might not be overly excited about how many national TV games they have. Do you count, first and foremost, do you count NBA TV games as national TV?
No.
No.
It's not as accessible.
Network games.
All right. Well, network games, you play two. And for some reason, they're both against San Antonio. December 19th, on a Thursday night, we will play at San Antonio on TNT. It'll be a 9:30 tip.
You're like Wimby and Diet Wimby, who the Hawks
Yeah. Have. And then, Wednesday, February 5th, you will play San Antonio at home on ESPN.
Yeah.
That's it. And, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, let's see, 5, 6 games on NBA TV.
You know one of the funny things with the schedule release yesterday? I forgot that Emirates is now the NBA Cup sponsor.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny whose money you'll pick and choose to take.
Anybody's?
Wasn't
enough commas
it.
In it.
I mean,
wasn't gonna say it.
It's funny how you pick and choose whose money is good enough to take in certain areas of the world. You know, it's one thing I heard Andy and Randy talking about this yesterday on the way home, and I thought Andy had a phenomenal point. You know, years past, we maybe would have got a third game with Luka versus Trey. I think they're just over all that. Yep. And they said it, Andy said it basically, that's over. That rivalry is dead in the water, and it is.
Yeah, I haven't even thought about that.
I hadn't either.
Phenomenal point.
The reason, that's why I wanted to give them credit, because I hadn't thought about it either. And when I heard them prognosticating about what the schedule would look like, they said that was one they didn't think would get one this year, and they were dead on accurate. I give those guys credit because I listen to them when I'm leaving the gym or sometimes even leaving here. And it was a phenomenal point, and it is. It's dead in the water, and they nailed that. So
for now, it could reconcile maybe next year, but
yeah, maybe you go somewhere else and it reconciles. I don't know.
Yeah, when he goes to LA.
Y'all gotta stop putting that out in the ethos, man. I'm a Trey guy. Stop saying stuff.
I'm not a Trey guy, but I think
that.
The writing might still be on the wall.
Way. All right, gonna come back, hand it off to the steakhouse, Steak and Sandra. Apparently Sandra had a girls' night last night, so she might be banged up and ornery, which is what we want. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and you best get to packing. Sports Radio 929 Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.